content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. Change only happens when we, the people, become part of the solution. That's why more and more patriotic Americans are tuning in to the Power Hour. Now, here's your host, Dave Krieger.
And we're back at 8 a.m. Central Time here on this hump day. Jeff in North Carolina, go right back to the phone here and finish up our little conversation we're having. I don't know what the cost of these tickets are. I know that Tim just said that it was $5,000 if you were anywhere near the stage. And this was in Lucas Arena. And then it was nosebleed was $2,500. So they're making money off of this in so many different ways, not even to mention the $23.1 billion in wagers.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I thought I had heard on the radio last week they were starting at $8,000. I mean, either way you look at it, that is, can you imagine, let's say you have a family of eight going, a group of 10 or something going to the game. I mean, how much money that is. That is totally, totally insane, isn't it?
Airfare, hotel, meals, tips, gratuities, and then all the beer you're going to consume at the game. Imagine what they're going to charge. What, $50 for a beer? I mean, you don't know. It's open season. I mean, people got to drink, you know? And I just hope to God nobody takes a knee at this game.
Oh, my God, yeah. Well, you know, you were just talking about the NFL. You guys were talking about the way it's gone and everything. You know, I mean, can you be, it's obviously all about the money. There's no doubt. I mean, can you be any more far left or any more? They might as well say, welcome to the NFL, everybody. We're wide awake. So turn on your TV screens and crank it up. I mean, they might as well just say something like that because they're so far left and everything. You know what I'm saying?
Well, it's one of those crazy things, and you got to wonder. I mean, we already know that Kelce sold out to Pfizer for $20 million, but, you know, now there's more scuttlebutt. It's not just Taylor Swift. Patrick Mahomes' father, senior, the ball player, you know, just got pulled over in Tyler, Texas for his third DUI, driving while intoxicated, you know, under the influence. Anyway, so he's going to get to go to the game, but he's got restrictions placed on him by the court. So, you know, I mean, there's all sorts of scandal. Of course, Patrick's like, the you know, Chiefs quarterback is like, no way to keep that private. It's in the family. This happened in Texas. Got nothing to do with me. So, you know, leave my old man out of this. You know, I mean, he's got enough to concentrate on right now, trying to beat the 49ers again, which I don't know. Like I said, I haven't seen what the odds makers are saying about the game. But, man, I'm sure the scuttlebutt is up there. And as long as they got a majority of America, and this is something our government knows, during the game, they pretty much know where everybody's going to be because a majority of Americans are going to be parked in front of their TV sets at home, gorging themselves with junk food, watching the game. They know where they're going to be all hours of the day on Super Bowl Sunday.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, Dave, let me say this real quick and I'll get off here. I think I was talking to my wife last night. I think if you are going to watch it, the best thing to do is definitely don't get you some queer beer. Maybe get you a case of Coors or something like that. And don't worry about the game and just watch the commercial. That way you'll get the most out of it. But anyway, Dave, you have a good day. Love you, man.
Yeah, you too, man. God bless. You know, see, that's the thing, folks. It's the commercials. Everybody likes to watch all the funny ones. There's going to be funny ones. They're only going to have four car dealers advertising in the Super Bowl. So a $7 million for a 30-second commercial in the Super Bowl. Boy, they're raking it in. Mike, are you in Montana still? Or are you back up in Alaska? Where are you at?
Oh, no. Still in Montana. And enjoying their incredible weather, I've got big plans happening, though, right now for Alaska, here up in the Arctic. Anyway, here's my prediction, Dave, for what's going to happen here. In my opinion, the invaders have mercenaries mixed in with them, high paid, and they don't care about them. Because think about this. If getting close to the election, they find out Trump's winning clear across the board, that's going to make a lot of people mad, and it's going to activate this plan. they're strategically placing hundreds of thousands of people in swing states, and they're loaded with mercenaries with instructions that says, they're going to cut their benefit cards the week before Halloween, and then they're going to keep their phones on, direct them to the nearest box store or market. Then they're going to Ray Epps the mob. Then that's going to trigger, forget Halloween. I wouldn't let my kids out on this Halloween if my life depended on it, because they're going to be out. Just think of the pervs out there this October. So the week between Halloween and election, it's going to be a riot in every swing state, looting, riot, martial law is going to be called, not on the whole country, just strategically in the states that they need, because they know for a fact Trump's going to win. And everybody needs to vote, whether you like him or not. If you're conservative and you care about saving America, you better get your butt out and vote for Trump, because we need that record if there is an audit. Anyway, that's my opinion. I think this is all triggered. These people are triggered to start martial law. Biden's going to say, oh, my gosh, too many people got in. I didn't realize this. And, you know, anyway, that's my opinion there, Dave.
I appreciate that, Mike. You know, see, the thing is deep state knows how many are coming into this country, and that's not including the gotaways. And they don't know where they're at, what they're doing. They know that they got put in a plane, a bus or something, and got sent to some city somewhere of their choice. We know that they're beating up cops and dragging women down the street and on their mopeds. The Venezuelan gangs have penetrated the country. MS-13s penetrated the country. I mean, they're everywhere. They're in every little city and town. False flag attacks. Yep.
Listen to this, Dave. There's been caravans of jumbo jets heading over the top of Montana from who knows where, but they're in a line like a caravan. I've never seen jets line up like a caravan before. It's crazy. Wow.
It is. Well, like I said, this is why everybody is stockpiling food, guns, and ammo. Appreciate your call, Mike. Thanks so much. Boy, wow, what a prediction. Is it true? Are we going to end up becoming vigilantes? Is this really going to happen? I mean, I said it yesterday on the show. Vigilantism may reign supreme, because where's law enforcement? I mean, I wouldn't be a bit surprised if all hell broke loose in New York City. All the police just walked off the job and said, you know what? It's not worth it. I'm going to get my family and we're going to get out of town. We're not putting up with this. You see, and it would be just like this administration to have false flag attacks in all these swing states to get people to not show up at the poll for fear of being shot. Think about it. Don't let that stop you. They're going to try to intimidate people. This is illegal, folks. It's a crime to do that. I mean, they have penalties for poll watchers getting too close to the poll center. Imagine having these insurrectionists with weapons, mercenaries with weapons, standing outside polling places, preventing people from coming in. Imagine that. Eric in Missouri, go ahead, you're on.
Yeah, he was talking about maybe doing martial law, but if you listen to this Richard McDonald, and then you can find his speeches on Educated in Law, he uses that as a defense against the IRS, that the Reconstruction Act has never been repealed, which is basically the president had martial law, and that's why these executive orders are so powerful, and that's probably why they're afraid of Trump. Only a president can take that off, according to some people. So apparently we're in martial law.
Well, and Eric, I'll tell you what, there's a lot of people out there disagree with you and a lot of people out there that would agree with you. It's kind of a mixed bag out there, and I appreciate you chiming in on that. Thanks for your call. The situation is that, you know, whether or not we're in it or we're not in it, the fact of the matter is that what people are more concerned about is their ability to get to the polls and vote. That's what's important. One thing I haven't heard Trump say anything about is that he is going to repeal the War Emergency Powers Act. Haven't heard a peep out of that. It's like maybe he doesn't even know anything about it. He's so interested in business as usual that hasn't entered his mind. Maybe people need to chime in and say, look, what are you going to do about this? Are you going to repeal it? Are you going to have your attorneys go in there that have been vigorously fighting to get you in the White House, and you're actually going to do something productive? and free us all. You say you want us all to be free. That was the only way we're going to do this. I mean, we're going to be further enslaved if the moron, the ice cream licking, hair sniffing moron with a mental acuity of office furniture gets back into the White House. It's going to get worse. The next 4 years, they are going to clamp down on these rhino congressmen and senators are going to help them do it. And we, the people that all think we're doing a great job because we're putting all these people in there that say, just vote for me. Doesn't matter about my record. I'm going to sell you down the river. Doesn't matter. As long as I get my pension and my free health care and all the things you don't get, I'm happy. That's all these Congress people think about. They don't think about we the people. They think about themselves. They're all self-serving. That's why they're politicians. On the health front, here at 10 minutes after the hour, Dr. Rachel Ehrenfeld, 20 or so minutes away, be talking to her 25 minutes from now, about this hit on Trump. Yep, somebody's put a hit on Trump. That would be Alex Soros. Yep. I mean, I don't want to use the A word. You know, starts out with ass, and then you add a few more letters to it, and then, you know, all of a sudden you say it over the phone, then it triggers an NSA. You know, all of a sudden the tape recorders go on, and they're recording everything you're saying. You know, it's one of 500 words, according to Gene Hackman, an enemy of the state. Yeah, I know. It's a big psyop, isn't it? The Centers for Disease Control, now that you can choose to believe or not believe what the CDC says, but they're now issuing another warning to Americans of this listeria outbreak in dairy products that are sold nationwide. And, of course, Rizzo Lopez Foods is the target. The outbreak's killed two people, and for this, they want to have a nationwide recall. Contaminated cheese, crema, and yogurt made by Rizzo Lopez Foods, which has voluntarily recalled the items. 23 hospitalized in 11 states, 2 deaths reported in Texas and California. The agency urged people to throw out any affected products, clean your fridge and surfaces, call a health care provider right away if you suffer any symptoms, including fever, muscle aches, tiredness, headaches, stiff neck, confusion, loss of balance, or seizures. Yeah, I know. Well, I tell you, what's next? You know, the CDC's, what other garbage are they going to put out? Apparently, this is sold under 13 brand names, including 365 Whole Foods Market and Food City. The items in concern were sold between June of 2014 and December of last year. Why in Hades would people have stuff in their cupboards from June of 2014? You ever stop to think about that? This is nuts. You know, 22 patients were interviewed by the CDC. That's it. And for this, they put out a statement. 22 people. They reported eating queso fresco, cotija, or other similar cheeses. And, of course, the age of the patients ranged from a 1-year-old to an 88-year-old with an average age of 52. I could just see them trying to get anything out of a 1-year-old. Well, did you eat the cheese? Okay, I guess you need to change his diaper. Come on. Where are they getting this stuff? Recalls. Boy, oh boy. Okay, so fine. If you've got Rizzo Lopez Foods, any product made by them, ditch it and let's move on. Is zinc deficiency behind the dramatic spike in yeast infections? 3 out of 4 women are impacted by this deficiency. Zinc deficiency, the number one culprit. There is a pilot study out that the zinc cream, we have the zinc and copper renatured, by the way, at the Power Mall, for those of you. Power Mall is now open, by the way, 877-817-9829. Von Zeina Fader, where's your pen? Come on, write that number down, 877-817-9829, and call it. Jay's standing by to take your call. Commercially available zinc-containing vaginal cream prevented yeast infection or reinfection in 5 out of 6 women. A larger clinical trial is planned to confirm the results. Now, you wouldn't have to use that in the first place if you just did the zinc and copper. You wouldn't have a deficiency, right? In the state of California, Janet Yellen, I can see her moving there after they kick her out of Treasury Secretary. California could legalize medicinal magic mushrooms. Far out, man. Oh, man, hey, here, eat these. Yep, there's Cheech and Chong for you. MDMA, mescaline, DMT, all that is, they're looking at passing a bill so that you can all get psychedelicized. Remember that Time Has Come Today by the Chambers Brothers? Remember that, 1968? Well, I was playing that when I first started in radio. Oh, psychedelic mushrooms. Boy, just imagine that. Yep, yelling. Boy, she could just... Okay. Aside from that, we'll move to the phones here. Let's take some phone calls here. Good morning, Debbie in Indiana. How are you?
Good morning, Biz. Last night on Hagman Report, there was a guy on there. I can't remember what his name was. It was either Sam Anders or Sam Anderson. I can't even tell you everything he talked about, but maybe you should check out HagmanPI.com. There's some crazy stuff in there.
All right. HagmanPI.com. Got it. I'm writing it down. Yeah, I have my fader.
You might have
fader. Yeah. I got my fader. I got my pen. All right.
One of the things Doug asked him, you think Trump's going to win? And he said it would have to be under the power of God if he wins.
It would have to be what?
Under the power of God.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah, God would have to save this country. You know, the sad thing about it is, you know, look at this country right now, Debbie. What do you think?
Oh, it's getting crazier and crazier. What that guy was talking about last night, it's like, oh my gosh, there's like hidden stuff in some papers phrased different in all 50 states. As I said, he had a lot to say, and I couldn't even tell you everything he said.
He comes at you pretty quick, doesn't it? All right, yeah. Well, everybody made a note of it there. They can watch the Hageman Report. That easy. I appreciate your call, Debbie. You have yourself a quality day, no matter what you hear. Tom in Ohio, good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Dave?
Doing great. Thanks for asking. What's on your mind?
Well, you know, I have to give credit to Nikki Haley. I agree with her. The primaries are meaningless. I mean, how many states have had primaries so far? I'm not quite sure.
Just a handful so far. We've got Iowa, New Hampshire, and Nevada.
Okay. And so four states have decided that the rest of us can't vote for DeSantis, Ramaswamy, Chris Christie. So, you know, where is that famous democracy in this system?
Is that what we have?
Well, you might argue with that, but yeah, no, I know it's a constitutional republic, but they
Thank
keep saying
you,
it's a democracy.
Yeah.
When four states throw out all these candidates, where's the choice for the rest of us? And that's one thing that Donald Trump didn't lie about when he said it's a rigged election.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
It's rigged from the start, Dave. I can't possibly be the only person that sees this.
Tom, I got news for you. I got news for you, Tom. You're not the only one that sees this. Everybody listening to the show sees it. They all know this two-party system has screwed up this country terribly. And if we don't put the right guy in office, and this is the sad state of affairs, they give you two choices. You either vote for the total whacked out left-wing moron or the total right-wing that's going to try to straighten everything out and drain the swamp. That didn't do it the last time. Maybe he'll do it this time. Oh, but, you know, the lesser of two evils? I mean, you know, come on. This two-party system has screwed this country in so many ways.
Yeah, and how do you change that?
Yeah, the power of the pen, the power of the vote.
Well, you know, that's... like you said, the lesser of two evils, you're still voting for evil.
Yeah, I know.
And but yeah, it's been rigged from the start of the country. It's just It's a joke. It's a game. It's no different than the Super Bowl. It's just politics and sports. It's a different name for the same game.
Okay. I appreciate that, Tom. You know, Andrew Jackson probably would be turning over in his grave right now. But appreciate your call. That's interesting overview. 844-769-2944. I still have about 8 minutes left to take your phone call if you want to chime in on our conversation. Google, their threat analysis group, claims to have uncovered a series of government-backed hacking operations that exploited previously unknown vulnerabilities in Apple's iPhone OS using spyware allegedly developed by the Barcelona-based startup Veriston. TechCrunch reports in a recent article published by Google's threat analysis group about this sophisticated espionage campaign targeting Apple iPhone users. The campaign reportedly leveraged 3 zero-day vulnerabilities, security flaws unknown to Apple at the time of exploitation, to install spyware on victims' devices so they can do whatever malware and malicious SMS link attacks they can. Just so you know. Got an interesting article, and this is from the Rutherford Institute, Big Brother's Watching You, 2024 is the new 1984. The security industrial complex is manifesting itself. 40 years past the time Orwell envisioned the stomping boot of Big Brother, the police state's about to pass off the baton to the surveillance state. Yeah. Somebody's watching me. Yeah. Gotta love that. Tread cautiously, folks. Watch your social media posts. If they go to CBDCs, this is going to be the first thing they're going to do when they go shut off your bank account. Growing potatoes, what you need to know. We have a link on our email blast that you can access, including when to plant, how to grow them, how to plant them, what the common potato pests are. Mother's Vegetable Garden shares the history and horticulture of how to grow potatoes. And they're far from fattening, and they're easy to grow. Energy food, right? How to make paper from plants. Another article there, connecting with an age-old process and the life cycle of plants to make fragrant, textured paper. Kind of like Elle Woods, you know, with her little scented resume there. Kind of adds a little something, doesn't it? yeah, we're going to make light of this. In the Second Amendment category, a group of gun owners have filed a lawsuit against New York over state laws that prohibit non-residents from obtaining a license to carry for firearms in the state. Under current state law, only residents of New York may obtain a firearm license. The state does not have reciprocity, meaning it won't honor other state permits. So they're trying to change that. This is Gun Owners of America and Gun Owners Foundation filing a federal lawsuit this week in the Northern District of New York challenging that ban. Moving along here, the Biden administration is pressured Amazon to censor COVID-19 books on their website, according to emails recently released. And of course, they're trying to clean up that mess. But Jim Jordan, the chairman of the House panel that's looking into this stuff, said, look, we've got the emails. We know what they want. We know what they did, telling Amazon to ban anybody that talks about anti-vax in their book, keep them from reaching the public. In cancel culture. Now, here's something interesting. How they get away with this, I don't know, but they did. An Oklahoma broadcaster was awarded $25 million after a newspaper wrongfully called him racist for on-air comments he made. Oops. Here's the story. You ready for this? You talk about cancel culture? Yeah. Well, here's the thing. The incident occurred in March of 2021. This is how long it took for the high school. It takes about 3 years for the suits to get through. This is Norman, Oklahoma, Norman High School. The girls' basketball team took a knee to protest against the U.S. during the national anthem ahead of the game. Broadcast team of Scott Cipulla and Matt Rowan were in the booth at the time. Listeners were shocked when one of them began blasting the girls in racial epithet-tinged tirades. He said they're kneeling, effing N-word, plural. I hope Norman gets their ass kicked. F them. I hope they lose. They're going to kneel like that? One of the broadcasters was heard saying on live stream of the game. Well, of course, the comments caused an outrage. in its reporting of the offensive broadcast of the Oklahoman newspaper owned by Gannett. Reported that it was Cipolla who was heard on the air making racist comments. The report fingering Cipolla was live for a few hours before the paper corrected the story and properly identified Rowan, Cipolla's broadcast partner, as the one who really made the comments. The paper published its first story identifying Cipolla as the ranter at 11 a.m. It updated the story at 12:37, adding Cipolla's name, but by 3, his name was removed when doubts about who did it, who said it, were raised. By that evening, Rowan admitted that it was his voice heard dissing the high school girls for taking a knee. He made the comments during an adverse diabetic reaction. Well, Cipolla sued, saying his reputation was irreparably damaged as a result of being wrongfully identified as the on-air racist ranter. And, of course, the jury agreed with him and gave him $25 million. $5 million in actual damages, $20 million in punitive. And, of course, Gannett had to come out with something saying, oh, well, there was no evidence presented to the jury. The Oklahoman acted with any awareness that what was reported was fake or with any intention to harm the plaintiff. Gannett is made up over 11,000 people. When you punish Gannett, you're punishing all those small town newspaper editors. Well, boo frickety who, said Dr. Evil. A jury, by the way, if you're in Michigan, understand something. Now we're holding parents accountable for what their kids do. Yeah, I'm talking about that shooter's case up there. A jury has found convicted school shooter mother Jennifer Crumbly guilty of involuntary manslaughter in the killings of 4 students in 2021, making her the first parent in the U.S. to be held responsible for a child carrying out a school attack. Prosecutors say that Ms. Crumbly had a duty under Michigan state law to prevent her son, Ethan, who was 15 at the time, from harming others. She was accused of failing to secure the gun and ammunition at home, even though she's blaming her husband for being the responsible party, and failing to get help for Ethan Crumbly's mental health. 11 hours of jury deliberations. On her way out of the courtroom, prosecutor Karen McDonald hugged Craig Schilling, the father of victim Justin Schilling, the family of Madison Baldwin. Yep. Jennifer and James Crumbly are the first parents in the U.S. to be charged in this mass school shooting committed by their kid. James Crumbly faces trial next month. He's probably going to get it, too. They're going to do prison time. Ethan's already in prison for life. Wow. In Florida, here's some interesting news. Social media ban for those under 16 moves forward in the Florida Senate. But DeSantis airs concerns about the legality. Now imagine that. You have a kid 16 years of age and under. He's on Twitter. He's on TikTok. He's on X. He's everywhere. And all of a sudden now the Senate comes in Florida and bans your kid from doing it. Of course, you know, it's the Republicans doing it. DeSantis, at least, is concerned about the legality of that measure. And the fight continues. We're going to chime in after the bottom of the hour here and bring in Dr. Rachel Ehrenfeld talking about George Soros' kid and heir. Is he calling for Trump's assassination? Oh, I said the A word. We'll be back with those answers after these important messages from the Power Mall and Power Hour. Stay with us.
To nourish and heal eye tissue formulated by a board-certified MD ophthalmologist, Dr. Robert Abel. Why you need vitamins for your eyesight? There is a direct and proven physiological connection between the nutrients we put into our body and the quality of our eyesight. Some vitamins for eyesight can be absorbed from the food we eat, but other vital nutrients cannot, especially if you're not eating a daily, nutritionally balanced diet. Additional supplements are essential for optimal eye health as well as your overall physical health. With 23 vitamins and nutrients such as N-acetylcysteine, which is important for removing toxic substances from the liver, this, the most complete clinical strength eye and total body multivitamin available in one supplement. Call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
Come to the Power Mall today and purchase Mediterranean Black Seed Oil from North American Urban Spice. Exclusively from the genetic source and never standardized. Cold pressed, it's so good it supports cardiovascular, respiratory, immune, digestive, neurologic health, and so much more. Said to be good for everything but death itself, come find the best prices on Black Seed capsules or 8-ounce varieties. when you visit thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829 to purchase.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Hi everyone, this is Catherine, producer of the Power Hour. Not very many of you know that I suffer from an autoimmune disease, and one product that I depend on daily is Global Healing Center's organic plant-based selenium. Selenium is essential for optimal endocrine and immune function, and for moderating the inflammatory response. Not only that, but this essential trace mineral plays a vital role in promoting a healthy thyroid, maintaining cardiovascular health, and supporting metabolism. This expertly crafted supplement is extracted from the mustard seed plant. It is vegan-friendly and highly bioavailable, ensuring optimal absorption of this powerful antioxidant. So whether or not you're dealing with an autoimmune disorder like me, or you simply want to boost your immune function, I recommend you try Global Healing Center Selenium from the Power Mall. It's available by going to thepowermall.com or by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829.
Many Americans are growing increasingly concerned about the rapidly growing U.S. government deficits. Recognizing that the additional printing of paper money devalues U.S. currency. To compensate, American gold and silver coins will provide wealth protection. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins delivered directly to our clients. You can reach us at 1-800-878-2646. uscoincapital.com.
And we're back at 33 minutes after the hour of 8 a.m. Central Time, where we are here on the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you in this segment, our final segment of today, our hump day edition here. And, of course, the Power Mall is open at 877-817-9829. For those of you that enjoyed listening to the commercials and want to check out some of the products, we're there. We can answer your questions. Jay is standing by. Now, before we went to break, we were talking about Alex Soros, George Soros' son. Both of them should be locked up. Matter of fact, I'd like to see him at the end of a rope, personally. But, again, these people are apparently allowed to bring their dark money in, influence our elections, make a mess of things, pay for piles of bricks to be thrown at mob scenes in the summer of 2020. We know he was behind it. There's all sorts of situations in this country that we can look at, all of the number of people that George Soros has funded in their campaigns, all Democrats, of course. I don't know that many Republicans have been there, but Dr. Rachel Ehrenfeld has been studying this stuff for quite a while. And, of course, globalist elites don't want Trump in office because Trump, I think, would go after them. That's the greatest threat to their power over humanity in the civilized world. Dr. Rachel Ehrenfeld has written a book called The Soros Agenda. She joins us here on the Power Hour. Welcome.
Glad to be here.
So obviously the word, before we went on the air, we were talking about this, the word has to get out. Apparently there's not enough of the word that's gotten out about what Soros really has up his sleeve. but you pretty much chronicled it in this book, right?
I didn't chronicle everything. The emphasis is on his how did he set out his agenda? What were his plans, the major items on his plans, and how he went about to implement them. It kind of really maps out his plans and his actions. And I think, and I wrote it because I think that if people realize the extent of his involvement in and influence on U.S. politics, especially on the Democratic Party, today as well, the Biden administration, most high officials in the Biden administration are linked one way or the other to the Soros money, to the Soros foundations, to Soros himself. People will be probably surprised, will also be able to plan how to counteract what he has already done. The damage that he has caused to the constitutional democratic republic of the United States.
Okay, so for those of you who don't know and are not familiar with Dr. Rachel Ehrenfeld, she is the founder and president of the New York-based American Center for Democracy and the Economic Warfare Institute. Boy, economic warfare, isn't that something? What's going on in America right now? And this is the thing. We've all been looking at this. This open borders thing, the drug legacy, the defund the police. I mean, all this has got Soros' fingerprints all over it, doesn't it?
Yes. And in fact, when he came here in 19, when he started his activities through his foundations, which initially was called in 1993, the Open Society Institute. It grew up to include the institute. Now it's called the Open Society Foundations. Operating in more than 120 countries. How many more? I don't know, 180? Take your pick. But the focus was, and really the big, the two major targets were the United States of America, capitalistic system he doesn't like, constitution he doesn't like. He actually wrote his proposed amendments to the Constitution, because it was written, well, so many years ago, and it's archaic, and who needs sovereignty, and all kind of things, and the founding fathers really didn't know, and so he has his own ideas about it. It was the United States and Israel. In Israel, these are the two countries in the world that are based on really on Judeo-Christian values, the Bible, if you want. So he didn't like that. He doesn't like that. Neither does his son, Alex, who is now contributing, spending a lot of money on electing any Democrat official running for office anywhere in the country. Maybe it could be for prosecutor's position, secretary of state, mayors, members of assemblies, whatever. Every influence that they can get, they are funding through PACs, through big political action committees, and through other foundations and organizations that are receiving their money and then distributing it according to the prearranged agreements where it should be going. So the network is very wide, and it's a huge web. And of course, he doesn't like Trump. He doesn't like the Republicans. But Trump is, he doesn't like the Republicans. Actually, when Bush was president, he called Bush Hitler. Not surprisingly, he called Trump the same. To Trump, he added, of course, the wonderful, he called him also a crook and all kind of other names. And he has vowed to make sure that he is not elected. And his son, as we heard him speak at the Davos annual meeting in January, said that, well, the only way that Trump will not win is probably by sending him, by ending up in prison. So, and the prosecutors who are prosecuting Trump and judges that are very often sitting in hearings, in courtrooms, have to make decisions about it. I think 90% of them, if not more, are Democrats. His influence is huge. We see the open borders. He started his institute here in New York in 1993. By 1995, he had a program to help illegal migration to this country. So it didn't start yesterday. He wasn't happy with the reforms to the immigration law that Clinton has made. Although he was very friendly with the Clinton administration, he actually had even an office at the State Department. So as one of the officials there said, well, when we go to when we try to do something, we have a plan, we go and consult with our allies, France, Germany, Britain, and Soros. So he was taken, his ideas were taken into consideration. That's why we are, by the way, in Ukraine, to a large extent. But going back to the border, so in 1995, he started funding, he gave millions of dollars to start funding organizations that would give legal advice and protect and help and assist illegal migrants who are coming to the United States. And he didn't go, whatever he has done, he never went to Congress, well, in most cases, he didn't go to Congress to lobby for changing the laws. No. He decided to do it on his own with organizations he's funding, with NGOs that became really kind of a special group, if you want, of globalist organizations that do whatever they are paid to do. And their interest is not the interest of the United States or of Israel, for that matter. And so that has really, the immigration laws did not change. And with Biden, that really has so many, as I said, so many officials, including Antony Blinken, with very close ties to the Soros family, to Soros, to the foundations. He has been really, sovereignty, as he said, is really not, it's also an archaic notion. We don't need sovereignty. He actually wrote a very amusing, or if you want, piece saying that how people could rule themselves. And so you don't need borders. Groups of people who live in a special in certain territory will be ruling themselves, over themselves. And if they have any problems, then an outside organization or people from the outside will come in to settle what needs to be settled. So this is globalism per se, right? So that was his idea. He has been pursuing it, of course, with the with other globalists. And that goes also to all the programs that are advertised under the title of justice. So everything, they are all for justice. So they are, his first idea was in 1994, is to correct the reform the criminal justice system, which, yeah, it needs a reform, especially these days. And there too, he didn't go to Congress to lobby for changing laws he didn't like or thought that they are bad. He went ahead and decided, and this was really the first thing, to challenge the American people to see to what extent the American people will be willing to depart from their values So he started with really funding the movement to legalize drugs in the United States. And today, what, 38 states have legalized drugs. Most others have some kind of legal marijuana provisions. And medical marijuana is really not a thing because medicine produced from marijuana, there are only four FDA-approved medicines that are produced from cannabinoids, which are the elements that make up the marijuana plant. Only four medicines. The rest of it that you that people are buying everywhere and stink our cities and towns and elsewhere are just cooked up things or weed that is has a very high level of THC, tetrahydrocannabinol, which is the effective ingredient that really dopes people. And people can buy it almost anywhere. And there is a huge black market with it as well. But going back to that, he succeeded actually at the time in 1994, 1995, if somebody said, well, let's legalize drugs, it was completely unacceptable and unthinkable that you could do something like that. But he decided to challenge, and he paid a lot of money. The first thing he did was to spend $15 million. $15 million in 1994, 95 was a lot of money. And he decided that, okay, let's see how we can influence the public. And he had all kinds of celebrities working with him or paid by him in order to advertise this as a good thing. He even said, and I'm quoting him, and the book is filled with citations of Soros, he said that marijuana is not addictive. Well, it's not addictive. He didn't say it's good for you, but that was the implication. And now we see more and more, and the book actually has many citations of studies that show the terrible damages that are caused physically and mentally to people who are regular users of marijuana, especially young people, how their brain functions are being influenced and how eventually using it enough affects also the genetic aspects of the body. Not only can cause lung cancer and other illnesses, but also in the long term affect the genetic makeup. So
one thing, the one thing, Dr. Ehrenfeld, that I'm really concerned about is this conservative treehouse report that Alex Soros got on Twitter, now known as X, and posted a picture of a bullet hole and $47, meaning it looks like he is putting a hit out on Trump from what everybody is saying. What's your take on this?
It wasn't very smart. I can say that. I don't think his father, who was very bold, has done something like that. By the way, Soros is now 93 and a half. He gave his the running of the foundation to Alex in last June. And Alex has very big shoes to fill. He has a huge war chest that he is will be spending. There's something like $25 billion that he can use for, I don't know, electing anybody they want, I guess, in many places. They have been using it also in order to support Hamas. Well, indirectly, Hamas, because they are supporting Gaza. They immediately came out. Well, they waited a few weeks before they said anything. And then the foundation and Alex also said that while the, you know, what Hamas has done, the terrible, the horrendous atrocities that they have committed, killing 1,200 Israelis in one day, really murdering and burning babies, women, pregnant, shooting pregnant women, raping men, women, children, everybody, and taking 300 and some hostages, and really burning the villages and the towns that they were attacking. I said, well, yeah, what Hamas has done is really not good, but Israel's reaction is unproportionate. And there should be an immediate ceasefire. Yeah. And they have been pursuing that and really helping the progressive left in this country to demand actually a ceasefire, a pro-Palestinian, and calling for another Palestinian state as a reward, I guess, for all the atrocities they have committed. So just heard this morning, by the way, that a Palestinian illegal migrant had went in Long Island, New York, and took off Israeli flags that were outside some houses on Long Island. When homeowners came out, he started beating them up because and he was cursing them and he used all kinds of vile and violent actions. So here we go. And we see the demonstrations all over the country, and some of them have been also supported by Alex and Alex Soros has his own foundations as well, which are part of the big Soros Foundations network. And they were funding not only the anti-Israeli demonstrations, but also sending, for example, funding an organization in San Francisco that have been sending out instructions on how to organize the demonstrations, what kind of signs to carry, what kind of chants to chant when they are demonstrating, and talking points to argue. But this was not sent out. This was sent out to an organization that works with high schools. This was sent out to high school students. So they know that if you want to indoctrinate people, you have to go as young as you can. And that's what they have been doing, working with all kinds of progressive left organizations, also on other issues. There is really a lot about this and about actually there is even a chapter about Soros's really anti-Israeli activities, which are very kind of people say, well, but yeah, he was born into a Jewish family, so why is he doing that? Well, he claimed that he doesn't like tribalism. And therefore, he doesn't think that the Jews should have, he regards them, I guess, as a tribe, and he claims that they shouldn't have a country of their own. Israel is okay, but not the Jewish state of Israel. So he has been funding organizations, pro-Hamas, pro-Palestinian, anti-Israeli organizations in Israel, and also because Israel is a democracy, and also pro-Hamas, anti-Israeli or Palestinian organizations in the Palestinian territories, including Gaza, and directly and indirectly. And when their PR person was our spokesperson was asked about it a few years ago, he said, "Well, we are distributing so much money, we really don't know where all our money ends up." Which is not a very good argument if you go to court.
It's not. You know, I'll tell you what, I've also looked here. You've got 55 pages of endnotes in this book. These are like footnotes for each chapter in the book, which is just incredible amount of research that's gone into this, Dr. Ehrenfeld. And so, you know, I still am disturbed that the United States government, because of this tweet, have not gone after Alex Soros and investigated this. I mean, if it was President Trump's campaign, I certainly be screaming from the rooftops. I mean, it's bad enough they won't give RFK Jr. Secret Service protection at this juncture. He has to wait until July. But now, because of President Trump and everything that he's going through right now, I would anticipate, and this is just me thinking off the cuff, that George Soros is actually bribing and paying off, directly or indirectly, all the judges and prosecutors and people that are fighting Trump right now, trying to get him convicted of various things. The book is The Soros Agenda. You can go through The Power Hour. And just remember that all the books discussed, especially this one by Dr. Ehrenfeld, are linked on a recommended books page. If you click the link to purchase the book through our site, we get a small percentage, which helps keep us on the air so we can have guests like Dr. Rachel Ehrenfeld on the show to explain what's going on and why George Soros is the way he is and what he and his son are up to. Dr. Ehrenfeld, thank you so much for joining us in this segment.
Thank you for having me.
And good luck with the book. We're done for today, folks. So much for the Hump Day edition. It goes by real quick, doesn't it? Hopefully you got something out of it. Get the book, The Soros Agenda, through the Power Mall and thepowerhour.com. In the meantime, support us at the Power Mall, 877-817-9829. God bless you. God bless the United States of America. See you tomorrow.
Harmful organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrex is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the OregaResp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.